All right, so you know how we're always saying tech gets crazier? Get ready, because this one's a doozy.
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me.
We're talking about the Linglong Lunar, and no, I didn't stutter. It's Linglong, Long.
Okay, Linglong, Lunar, what is it? Some kind of new, like, space
I
program.
wish. Imagine a keyboard, but wait for it. It's also a gaming PC, like a full-on PC.
Hold up. You mean like I'm typing and it's also running Call of Duty?
You got it. And this ain't some weak sauce setup either. We're talking AMD Ryzen power all tucked inside.
All right, now you're speaking my language, but how's that even work? It's got to be huge.
That's the crazy part. It folds in half, like fits in your backpack kind of deal.
No way. Okay, color me intrigued. So we talking like actual gaming performance here?
Oh, absolutely. They've crammed an AMD Ryzen 7 8840U CPU in this thing.
Whoa, seriously? That's what, 8 cores? 16 threads?
Try up to 5.1 gigahertz boost clock speed on for size.
This is insane. That's like my desktop from a couple of years back struggled to hit that.
Right. And they're claiming it'll handle some serious gaming, too.
Okay, now I gotta know more about this graphics card. What'd they squeeze in there?
All right, buckle up. We're talking Radeon 780M, based on the new RDNA 3 architecture, no less.
No way. They went there. So
Yeah.
we're talking efficient power, great performance.
And they're saying it'll even handle 1080p gaming. Like smooth, playable frame rates.
See, now this is what I'm talking about. This is how you innovate.
Right. I mean, don't expect it to be replacing your super powered gaming rig anytime soon.
True, true.
But still, a pocketable PC that can
Yeah.
actually game. Sign me up.
All right, I'm sold. What else we got?
Okay, but get this. You can customize this thing,
Oh, yeah.
like Build-A-Bear, but for tech geeks.
Now you're talking.
Want to stuff it with storage? They got you.
Give me the options.
512 gig SSD
Not bad, not bad.
or go big, 1 terabyte SSD.
Whoa. Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah, and the RAM ain't no slouch either.
It be
16 gigs
keep going.
or 32 gigs of LPDDR5X RAM.
Okay, hold on. Back up a sec. Did you say LPDDR5X?
Yeah, that's the good stuff, right?
That's not just good. That's like the newest, fastest, low-power RAM out there.
So, like, this thing won't chug along even if I'm.
Nah, man, you could be running like a dozen apps
No
while you're
way.
streaming it, and it'll still be smooth as butter.
Okay, now that's impressive. They really thought about everything with this, huh?
Sounds like it, even with the battery life.
What? They got like a car battery in this thing or something?
Not quite, but it's supposed to last 8 to 10 hours.
No way, seriously.
Seriously. And get this, they even managed to cram in a bunch of ports.
All right, lay it on me. What we got?
USB-A, USB-C, even
Don't tell me they actually included.
Ethernet port.
I can't believe it. Who have thought?
Right. Some things never go out of style.
You said it. And of course, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi 6, the whole shebang.
They definitely didn't hold back on the connectivity options.
I mean, it's clear they put a ton of effort into the tech specs, but
Right.
there's one thing that just seems kind of strange to me.
What's that?
Well, for a device that's supposed to be, you know, a keyboard, we don't actually know much about the keyboard part.
That is a bit odd, isn't it?
It's like they were so focused on making it a gaming PC that they kind of forgot about the whole typing thing.
They had to make room for all those components somehow, right?
Yeah, but still, you'd think they'd give us more than just 1.2 millimeter scissor switch keys.
True, true. I mean, for anyone who's not a keyboard nerd like me,
You mean like me?
maybe you, maybe not, who knows. But
Oh.
basically, scissor switch keys, they're pretty common.
Yeah, like most laptops have them, right?
Exactly, especially the thin ones. Good balance between being responsive and not too bulky.
So for typing, like actual work, how's it gonna feel?
That's the million-dollar question. Hard to say without actually trying it out.
I mean, are we gonna be able to type on this thing for like hours?
Right. Because it's got to be a keyboard first, right?
Exactly. Like, what about ergonomics and all that?
It's kind of strange they haven't said much about that part, isn't it?
Maybe they got some secret weapon keyboard design.
Maybe. Or some software tricks to make it feel better.
Imagine if they had like different keyboard options, like ergonomic, split, even mechanical.
Whoa, a mechanical keyboard crammed in there? That'd be wild.
Right. Talk about an engineering challenge.
Though if anyone could pull it off, it'd be these Linglong folks, right?
Okay, but there's one more thing. The elephant in the room.
What's that?
It doesn't have a screen.
Oh, yeah. How are we gonna game on this thing without a screen?
Well, get this, they're suggesting wireless displays. Or, wait for it, AR glasses.
AR glasses. Okay, now that's just futuristic.
Right. Like straight out of Ready Player One.
But for those of us who don't speak future tech, what's that even mean?
Imagine You put on these glasses, and boom, your game world is just there, like floating in front of you.
So instead of needing a monitor, the glasses are the monitor.
Kinda. It's like projecting the image directly into your eyes.
Okay, that sounds kind of cool, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But how practical is that, really?
Right. Is everyone gonna be wearing AR glasses at their desk by, like, next year?
Good question. This tech is changing fast, but it's still early days.
And let's be real, AR glasses aren't exactly cheap right now.
It's a gamble for sure.
Why?
Banking on that tech being more mainstream by 2025.
It's definitely a bold move. So we've got a keyboard that's a gaming PC that needs AR glasses to work.
Talk about a recipe for disaster or maybe a revolution.
Right. It's either going to be a huge flop or the next big thing.
That's what's so exciting about it. Like, it makes you think, what if this does work?
Yeah. It really does make you wonder about the future of tech, doesn't it?
It does. Like, who knows what crazy gadgets we'll be talking about next year?
Well, one thing's for sure, we'll be here to break it all down for you.
Yeah.
That's another deep dive in the books. Thanks for joining us as we explored the interesting world of the Linglong Lunar.
Until next time.